This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. One cannot know whether the worst of the banking challenges we have been seeing are behind us. But I think we're all more aware now than we had been that the way most banks do business is not without risk. They take deposits that their customers can withdraw whenever they want. But banks use those deposits to make loans, sometimes long-term loans, which means they might not actually have depositors' money on hand when said depositors come to withdraw, which, can be a problem if a whole lot of customers start asking for their money all at once. There is an alternative approach to banking that, in theory, could help banks avoid those kinds of problems altogether, though. It's called narrow banking, as Marketplace's Justin Ho reports.
Narrow banking is a pretty simple idea. Banks take in depositors' money, but instead of lending it out,
they hold it. They just hold it and give it back to you when you want it.
That's Julie Hill, a law professor at the University of Alabama. She says a narrow bank could just lock your money away in a vault behind the tellers, but more likely it would find a boring investment to park it in.
They could hold it, in theory, at the Federal Reserve. That's a lot like holding it in a vault, but could potentially earn some interest on it. Or they could invest it in government treasuries.
That means that a narrow bank couldn't fail, since it could always pay back its customers, at least as long as the U.S. government doesn't default. But holding on to those assets instead of lending out the money the bank put into them is not very profitable.
If all you're doing is investing in very, very safe products, it's hard to generate revenue.
For a lot of U.S. history, banks were actually pretty narrow. Before the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation came along in the 1930s, banks didn't have much protection if a bunch of depositors barged in and demanded their money all at once, like they did at the Bailey Building and Loan in It's a Wonderful Life.
I'll take mine now.
No, but you're thinking of this place all wrong, as if I had the money back in a safe. The money's not here.
George Pinaki, a finance professor at the University of Illinois, says banks faced a lot of runs back then. So?
They had to maintain a good proportion of their assets in very short-term loans and relatively safe securities.
Pinaki says the creation of the FDIC and the Federal Reserve gave banks a backstop, so they didn't have to worry as much about runs.
So they essentially could lengthen the maturity of their loans and make riskier loans.
And make more money. So since then, banks have become a lot less narrow.
In the conventional commercial banking system, there's not a whole lot of incentive for banks to operate this way.
Some banks are trying to change that. In 2017, James McAndrews founded a company literally called The Narrow Bank. It doesn't make loans, and it doesn't work with regular retail depositors. Instead, it targets big institutional clients, pension funds, and large corporations. They have a lot of cash that wouldn't be covered by the FDIC.
These are the investors that are most flighty, most prone to run. They must run if they wish to keep their funds safe.
The narrow bank would keep their money safe by parking it in an account with the New York Federal Reserve.
TNB would then receive interest on the funds in its account at the Federal Reserve and remit much of this interest to the depositor.
Problem is, the New York Fed hasn't allowed the narrow bank to open an account, so the bank's been sitting dormant for almost 6 years. The New York Fed didn't comment. The Fed's Board of Governors has said it has a few concerns about narrow banking. One of them, by luring deposits away from conventional banks, which make loans with deposits, narrow banks could make business loans harder to get and more expensive. Frederick Mishkin, a banking professor at Columbia Business School, says businesses would turn to non-bank lenders.
And if that's not regulated well and there are mistakes made, you could get blow-ups that could be even more severe.
Mishkin says we want banks to make loans, in large part because they're pretty good at figuring out which borrowers are creditworthy.
Part of their business model is that they actually have deposits of the persons they lend to. So they can actually get information as to whether that firm is doing well, whether they're taking on too much risk and so forth, which gives them an inherent advantage in figuring out whether they're a good credit risk or not.
Mishkin says there's a place for narrow banks, but they're not guaranteed to prevent the next financial crisis. I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.